This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sanders, gonna run it. Still on his feet. Still running. Finally pushed out of bounds at the 27-yard line.
That is Colorado's Shedeur Sanders, considered one of the top two quarterback prospects in a relatively weak quarterback class, him along with Cam Ward out of Miami. Just talked with Draft Network's Ryan Fowler, and he mentioned another name in there, a third name that could be really fun to keep an eye on. I know our afternoon host Bulldog is keeping an eye on him, Jalen Milroe out of Alabama. A lot of physical traits. He is not a small guy by any means either, 6'2", 225. Really productive career at Alabama. Again, the traits off the chart. And then also another guy that Ryan was not necessarily a big fan of, but I have seen a lot of talk for him, Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss. And Derek, when I look at this quarterback class, and you mentioned it today, the idea of, is there another run here of quarterbacks, especially off of last year where, I mean, who missed really? Caleb Williams didn't have a great year. But the only you could argue it was more the coaching around him.
The bigger the miss, though, was honestly McCarthy for not knowing what you were going to get.
Yeah, having no idea what you're going to get. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of managerial malpractice from Atlanta, having signed Kirk Cousins, then drafting Michael Penix,
and then waiting for like a month and a half of Kirk Cousins then, throwing one touchdown,
but
to
also
Penix in.
Yeah, waiting 3 weeks too late to put Penix in to try to save their season. Ultimately, they fall one game short because of that fact. So I do suspect that like teams sometimes get overly excited about drafting a quarterback to a point where it becomes a flaw. And yes, it does look like, as you said, who missed? Then again, where are the hits outside of the potential of Sanders and Ward?
No, and I think that's the big thing is you looked at
there's
last year's quarterback class.
There's a lot of mystery.
Yeah, last year's quarterback class was much more different because it was last year Caleb Daniels and May were all considered, hey, any other year they're probably the number one pick. Caleb's just in the way. And then you had JJ McCarthy, who I've always said if he played anywhere but Michigan, he's probably way more loved as a prospect, but he did everything he could at Michigan and won a lot. And he was a coach's dream.
I was the one that was like, really? McCarthy in the top 10?
I'm a big McCarthy guy.
And then Nick's going was kind of the big, like Penix's going where he went and Nick's going as soon as he went. Those were the surprises to me.
Yeah, so ultimately five quarterbacks go in the top 12, Bo Nix being the 12th pick to the Denver Broncos. I don't think you're going to have five guys taken in the top 15.
Wasn't it six?
Am I miscounting?
They were the top three, then McCarthy, Penix, Nix.
Oh, six. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, so six go in the top 12.
Which was nasty work, by the way.
And I don't think you're going to see six go again in 25 in that run. But
do we sneak a third or a fourth one into the first round? yeah. and affect draft boards to a point where the Bills benefit from this.
And ultimately, looking at last year's draft, it was 1, 2, 3. Those are the first three picks. This year, Tennessee, we just mentioned, they could go Travis Hunter. They could go Abdul Carter. I've mentioned Mason Graham.
They could go Shedeur Sanders.
They could go Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. It's same with Cleveland. It's same with the Giants. Patriots, no. Jacksonville, no. Raiders, yes. Jets, yes. Carolina, no. Saints, yes. Chicago, no. Then you get to the 49ers at 11.
Maybe.
Could they be a team that goes?
Probably not.
I agree, probably not.
Mostly because they have a lot of things with an aging roster that they want to cycle out.
Mm-hmm. And I believe the owner has outright mentioned they want Purdy there for years to come.
Yes.
But you never know. It could be smokescreen season. They all of a sudden are like, Quinn Ewers, 11th pick in the draft.
Yes. But like, by the way, how would you feel if Quinn Ewers ends up a first-round pick?
Depends on where he goes.
Like, would you be surprised at all if he ends up
in the
first
horrified.
Round?
But it depends on where he goes that I'd be like, there might be a chance they can salvage that. I think the Rams, I think the 49ers could be two teams because of the West Coast, or because of the Kyle Shanahan system, excuse me, that they could make it work. The more just, hey, hit the read that I'm telling you to go hit. He's got the arm talent. He has the high moments. Get him with a good coach.
And I do think that really the quarterback position would benefit the Bills more so in the second round, I think, than the first.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting that we have to think about that because – teams do overdraft quarterbacks. That is just a reality within life now. Like, when Daniel Jones got taken with the fourth overall pick, that was one of the biggest shocks that you could see.
The most stunning thing ever, if you really want to do it, and it's always fun, is go look at anybody's like top 150, top 100 players in a draft. And there's a lot of years where the top quarterback will be like at the earliest, like 25, 26.
Right.
And it's just because it's like, well, their value is so different. That they will get taken a lot. Now, that's not true for every year. There are some years where it's like the quarterback's the best player in the draft, no, full stop. That's the generational guys and what have you. But you'll also have
those
years.
Are typically your first quarterbacks overall.
Exactly. But then you also have years like this year where, you know, Cam and Shedeur might be the first or second overall pick. They might be both of them right there. But they are not considered
on the
by any
board,
means
the
like best players.
Teams.
Exactly. And it's just all of a sudden it opens up the draft board, I think, for everybody. And I do look at a team like the Raiders or the Saints at 6 and 9, respectively, of changing the dynamic of the draft. And why I brought that up with Ryan there towards the end of our conversation of, you know, finding out a lot of stuff at the combine. You start to at the Senior Bowl. That's all of a sudden where, you know, a guy like Mike Green out of Marshall went from somebody that was probably in like the second round, late second round even, to all of a sudden now you're hard-pressed to find a mock draft that he's not gone by the pick of 25, you know, at the latest. The same can be true of the combine where I now won't be surprised if come Monday in 2 weeks, if following the combine, that the first mock draft is all of a sudden Jalen Milroe gets taken 6th overall by the Raiders. And it's like, well, they had a big meeting with him. He had a ton of meetings with teams. And everything we're hearing is everyone loved how he performed. You know, look at another guy, DK Metcalf, from a number of years ago at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
He ultimately is not taken in the first round. He's taken late second round.
The end, yeah.
But what was after the combine? He's a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
His only issue is his agent didn't tell him to not run the 3-cone drill.
Yeah.
That was his only issue.
And I do think that ultimately benefited him in the end when it came to going to a team that would use his talents properly.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle has done a good job with him overall, and I do think that he ended up in a good place. Not that his talent couldn't have thrived in a lot of places, but like I do think Pete Carroll at that time was probably one of the right coaches for him.
Even Russell Wilson's a quarterback at that time.
At that time, they were the right guys.
Throw just, you know, bombs away.
Have a guy that can bombs away for you. Utilize that skill set.
Yep.
Like there were probably some floundering franchises that could have like torpedoed him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that was, again, right place to go at the right time for him. But it was, again, a major surprise that a talent like that. Because I remember that draft night. I was pounding the table for the Bills to take DK Metcalf at 9.
Oh, we all were.
Remember, and that Oliver, which I was still thrilled about.
But that was a 2-month run where it's like, I mean, do you take DK? Look. He's a specimen. That was the whole thing.
Good.
You know, he's getting comparisons because of his combine performance to the likes of Calvin Johnson and Randy Moss. And you're like, looking. And to be fair, even now, you'll every now and then hear about like the Bills to trade for DK Metcalf. You will still hear it because he has become a very good NFL wide receiver.
He still has physical talent and skill sets that are nice for any team to add.
But, I mean, that's what the combine is. It builds up the rumors. Now, again, I fully believe he fell for that reason, which was
absolutely.
The three-cone drill and the feeling that it was going to limit what he could be in the NFL. And to your point, like you mentioned, Seattle's like, cool, why would he run any of those routes? He's bigger and faster than guys. We're going to use that rather than
use that size and that speed to maximize his potential.
But a bad team probably is like, you got to do all these things. You can't do it. Like, well, what's going on? And it's like, well, know who you're picking. You know how you're. And that's true of we talk about it a lot with quarterbacks. Landing spot sort of means everything. It's the same with every position. Landing spot means everything.
A landing spot is difference sometimes in a player's career of ultimately what makes them and what breaks them.
Yeah. I mean, here, perfect example is a guy like an Aaron Rodgers.
I got a fun question for you, and this is kind of going to derail the conversation that we're having, so I do apologize. Do you think the Titans actually make the pick?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ooh, I had not even really thought about that much.
Considering
yes,
that
I'm going to go yes.
Considering that like the quarterbacks aren't the best prospects at the position, like at the draft class, but all it takes is one team who desperately thinks that someone is.
I'm going to go with yes, mainly because I don't think there will be enough teams willing to make like the big move that. All right, yeah, you got to do that for a quarterback. I don't think any of the quarterbacks will wow anybody that much. I think they will make the pick. I don't think it will be a quarterback. I do think they'll go into next year with Will Levis.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Which, this might be bad on me. I think it's going to be Will Levis or Aaron Rodgers that's their starting quarterback next year.
Oh, give me more reason to hate the Titans, please.
And I think they're going to be a team a lot like the Patriots where we are just taking the best player on our board. We need talent. We need young talent. We are taking the best guy. Tennessee's in the perfect position. They can go get their guy. And that's my thing, too, with New England, where I wonder how much it actually would have hurt them or would have helped them, getting the number one overall pick, because same with Tennessee. I wonder how many teams actually would have been calling to get a quarterback, knowing New England won't take one.
Yeah, I'm really more or less thinking about the fact of, like, I do suspect that, like, I don't know, maybe the Giants might try to do something to, like, shuffle up a couple picks just to make sure that the Browns don't get someone that they want.
Right,
or
right.
There's some sort of, like, intrigue to me about, I don't know if Tennessee makes that pick, but you're right, it might be the market and typically how much the first overall pick has cost over recent years, that if you're going to get a return, it's going to be a little bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you might want to try to influence the board a little bit, especially because the Titans only have a first and a second, and then they don't have a third-round pick at all.
No.
They go from 35 to 101.
Ooh.
They want, if you want to supplement the draft class, that's a good way to do it.
That might change my opinion. I didn't realize they was that steep.
That's why I wanted to ask.
Ooh.
Because there is some extra nuance to
and
this.
And you're right. Like a team like the Giants just jumping up from 3 to 1.
Or even, ready? I can't believe I'm saying this. New Orleans.
Going from 9 to 1? Oh, gosh.
If they wanted
that is a jump.
Like, say they wanted a quarterback. They were sold on someone.
Mm.
And they know that they've got a little bit of you know, you've got to eat it a little bit for years to come with the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
Why not try to get a guy that you believe in right now?
Right, and get him cheap now. Work through your issues.
Work through your issues.
You're in a position too, and this has always been my problem with the Chicago Bears.
And you know,
and
what,
their drafting quarterbacks is they don't have a dead man walking coach. Where,
yeah,
what are we doing here? You're going to fire the guy at the end of the year anyways. Kellen Moore's in his first year. And New Orleans knows we're in a bad spot. We're not competitive. We need to get through these cap issues.
We need to sell this season to the fans.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Selling Derek Carr another year is not going to do it.
Selling Derek Carr in the worst cap situation in the National Football League is probably not the greatest thing in the world. What puts buns in seats for me if I'm New Orleans? You make a splash. You know who else makes a splash and has been really making bad decisions lately? Jerry Jones.
Oh, I think Ashton Gentry is a Dallas Cowboy already.
But that
I'm completely serious.
But that could influence like a trade into like the top five or top ten for Dallas. So
could you imagine there was a very the top five to draft Gentry?
There was a lot.
Oh my goodness.
There was a lack of movement last year because the board was falling perfectly for so many teams.
Yeah, everyone was getting exactly what they wanted.
I think that it's not even going to be close to the case at this point, and I think that teams will have to do things and move mountains around to get players that they want.
It helps when the quarterback class is kind of up in the air. That's what allows for
including at quarterback, when it looks like there's really only two guys that everyone's agreeing are going to get taken in the first round in the top half of the draft.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer with you here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.